Good Shabbos, good Shabbos, good Shabbos, good Shabbos. By Shlomo Carbach, it's better instead of me trying to sing it. Thank you all for playing it again. Shlomo Carbach, controversial figure. I'm not getting into that at all. I just wanted to play the song and tell you the story that Shlomo Carbach says about this song. Where did he get this song from? Shlomo Carbach grew up in Vienna, 1938. He was a young boy. Sounds like he was about 5 or 6 years old. And he says over that the Nazis, Yimach Shemam, started, you know, taking over Vienna or started making rules and against the Jewish people. And all the shuls were shut down. The Nazis, Yimach Shemam, only monitored it from 8 a.m. in the morning. So Shlomo Carbach's father, who was a Rav in the city, made a minyan in his house every Shabbos morning, 1938, 6 o'clock in the morning, 5:30 in the morning, whatever it was, there'd be 10, 20 men would slip into Shlomo Carbach's house, and they would dive in very, very quickly, and they'd be home, and they'd be done before the Nazis and Maximum started, you know, walking the streets by 8 a.m. Again, it's 1938, still early-ish on in the fear of what was going on. And so, every Shabbos, Shlomo Carbach writes, says over that him and his brother, they would wait anxiously for the door to open up. They'd be a quiet knock. They'd open up the door a little bit. A man would slip in, they'd close the door quickly. Every Shabbos, they were so excited as young boys to have this minion in the house. They would come in, they'd dive in really, really quickly. The men would leave and done. One time, there's a knock on the door, and instead of just the man coming in, the man starts walking in and says, "Good Shabbos, good Shabbos." Starts singing loudly, starts singing this song as he comes in. This man's name was Moshua. 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 They asked Shlomo what his name is. His name is Shlomo. Shlomo said, "What's your name?" He says, "Moshua, good Shabbos, good Shabbos." Sure enough, Moshua started davening at this minyan. After a week or two, he makes a big hullabaloo in the middle of Nishmas and says, "What are you running through davening for? If this is our last Shabbos, we should sing Nishmas Kol Chai with Kavanas." And he gets up for the Amud and davens for the Amud in the same nigan of good Shabbos, good Shabbos. The entire davening, they finish at 10:30 that morning. Kiddush, okay, fine. Afterwards, he's going to make Kiddush. Shlomo Carbach's mother offered Kiddush for the people there. Okay, one time they were going to go past 8, they were going to slip out quietly. The windows, of course, were all closed in the house. Blinds were shut. And then Moshua Good Shabbos says, "You can't make Kiddush with the blinds closed." He opens up the blinds, sticks his head out the window and says, makes Kiddush, good Shabbos, and same niggin. Nazis were walking the streets, Shlomo Carbach says, Baruch Hashem, he wasn't caught. Sure enough, it turns out Moshua Good Shabbos was one of the most wanted Jews in Vienna because he had helped deliver packages of matzahs on Pesach to people. It ends up, Shlomo Carbach, again, because of time constraints, you could Google the story, you could find it online, you could listen to him say it also, is that turns out he got a passport somehow to escape to England with him and his wife and his two sons, Moshua Good Shabbos. And on the train ride out, his wife's begging him, just don't start singing that book. And he says, "How could I not sing? I'm leaving Vienna for the last time." And he screams out in the train, "Good Shabbos, good Shabbos." Someone recognized him, they grab him off the train, and they beat him to death. Rachmano Itzlan, Moshua Good Shabbos, as he's singing, "Good Shabbos, good Shabbos." No idea if this is a true story. Not Shlomo Carbach says it's a true story. Turns out, years later, Shlomo Carbach writes, he met one of the man's son. This man, the name is Moshua Heschel. Or he met someone else who said, he knows that Moshua Good Shabbos, his son, is still alive. And Shlomo Carbach says to him, "I didn't know that you know that he really went by Moshua Good Shabbos." Apparently he did. His son was still alive, and he taught the son Menigin, etc., etc. And now many people have been inspired by this famous song, Good Shabbos, Good Shabbos, all from Moshe, Good Shabbos. My question is, did Moshe, Good Shabbos, do the right thing by saying Good Shabbos or not? Stay tuned, a few more minutes. There is a famous question by the Dagul Mervava. The Dagul Mervava. It's no debuta. He asks a question. But to understand the question, which is going to shake up your whole understanding of Kiddush, you need to know two background facts, which are very easy facts. Fact number one is like this. The Gemara says that women are chayav in Kiddush de'oraisa. In other words, normally women are not obligated in mitzvahs that are time-dependent. Kiddush is time-dependent. Kiddush on Shabbos, though, is an exception. Why? Because just like women are not allowed to turn on the light on Shabbos, it's also a time-dependent mitzvah. No, since it's a negative aspect about Shabbos, you're not allowed to turn on the light, you're not allowed to light a fire, you're not allowed to sow, winnow, dust, thresh. Just like they're not allowed to do the negatives, Zohar and Shamor teach us that they're also not, and they're also obligated to do the positives. So in other words, just like you have an obligation, a male, to make Kiddush on Shabbos, that is d'oraisa. Now we talked about last week, and don't forget, and I'll sum it all up if you forgot, is that there is a mitzvah d'oraisa of Kiddush. Now we said last week, well, how is that fulfilled? Is that in davening? Or is that also the cup is also part of the d'oraisa, or is that only d'rabbanan? That was a debate. We'll now elaborate on that debate in a second. So fact number one you got to know is that a woman is chayiv in Kiddush the same way you're chayiv in Kiddush. Now, what is Kiddush? Okay, we'll have to talk about it. We'll remind ourselves last week. But your wife or your mother, your sister, his daughter is chayiv in Kiddush the same way that you are. Fact number one. So far, so good. Yeah, you can remember those two facts. So far, we have one. Fact number two. It's easy. I'll repeat it again. Don't worry. Fact number two. Yeah? There is a famous concept called Kol Yisrael Arevim Zelazeh. It's probably a song by Shlomo Karbach also. I don't know. But it's this. So, which means that we're all responsible for each other. Now, how does that play out in halacha? That means very simply, if I, a male, did a mitzvah that I'm obligated in, and now you need help doing the mitzvah, I, even though I already fulfilled my mitzvah, can come do the mitzvah for you. In other words, let's apply it to Kiddush. I made Kiddush already. I finished. I made Kiddush in shul. I ate my potato kugel. I ate my cholent. I made a Kiddush, said it totally loud for the whole shul, and now I come home. Yeah? And I have a guest who's 25-year-old male guest at my house who says, okay, he's a guest. He wants to be Yotze with me Kiddush. I said, sir, I already made Kiddush in shul. Why don't you make Kiddush? You're 25 male. You're allowed to make Kiddush. You went to yeshiva. He says, no, it's your house. Can you please make Kiddush for me again? So I take my cup. I make Kiddush for him again. Emmy, is he Yotze, yes or no? Yes, because Kol Yisrael Areven Zelazeh. Fact number two is that even though I already fulfilled the mitzvah of Kiddush, I can be Yotze him because we're all combined. It's called Yotze Motzi. Even though I was already Yotze, I could be Motzi him.
You're not just talking about Baruch Yagofen. You're talking about the
whole Kiddush. Exactly, the mitzvah of Kiddush. Let's say Friday night, and I said maybe Shabbos morning, but better example is Friday night. I misspoke. Friday night, he comes to my house. Okay, so Friday night, I'm going to say Mekadesh Shabbos, it's a bracha, right? I already made the bracha, let's say, to myself, or he comes and waits. I made it first. Yeah, I made it at, I'm not waiting, you wait for the guest. Sometimes the guest takes forever to come. So Friday night, I'm starved. I make Kiddush first, my challah. Then the guest comes in an hour later. He says, can you please make Kiddush for me again? I say, I already made Kiddush. He says, okay, but I'd rather you do it again. I'm totally allowed to repeat the whole Kiddush. Mekadesh Shabbos for him, that is fact number two, because it's called Yotze Motzi. Even though I was already Yotze, I could be Motzi in him in the mitzvah. Yeah? My two facts I'm going to repeat. Fact number one, women are chayav d'oraisa in Kiddush. Fact number two, there's a concept that a man who's already fulfilled his mitzvah of, let's say, Kiddush, can be Yotze Motzi, rather, another man who has not made Kiddush yet. Why? The first man doesn't have an obligation anymore, and the second man now has a Daraisa obligation. No, it's fine, because Kol Yisrael Areven Zelazeh, I'm like allowed to help him do his mitzvah. That's the concept of we're Arevas for each other. We're combined with each other. So far, so good. Two facts. Says the Dago Mervava, a bomb question. Bomb question. I first heard this question by Rabbi Kalimer Zatzal. I heard him give a shir on this years ago, right when I got married. And so, bomb question. You go home. You come to shul. You come to shul. You pray. You have a Karbach Shabbos. You sing. You dance. You do whatever you want. You're good. You stand on your head. Whatever makes you happy. Yeah? Friday night, you daven b'hol Shmon Esrei. Your wife is at home. What's she doing? She's taking care of the kids. She's saying Tehillim. She's schmoozing with friends. No idea. Whatever she wants. You know what she's not doing? Davening Maariv. She may say Kabbalah Shabbos. She ain't davening Maariv. She's not doing Kiddush. Yeah? She's not doing Kiddush and Tefillah like you just did in Shmona Esrei. Right? She's not saying Mekadesh Shabbos. Okay. You come home, you pour your glass of wine, and you're about to make Kiddush. Does your wife make Kiddush also in your house? That would be pretty liberal if someone says yes. Mestama not. Probably not. So you make Kiddush, and you're going to do what? Be motzi your wife. But there is a fundamental problem. Your obligation in Kiddush is what now? You already said Kiddush in davening. So your Kiddush obligation is a machlokas if it's d'oraisa now, or derabbanan, like we spoke about last week. Some say, well, the cup is still part of the daraisa. Some say, no, the daraisa you took care of in davening. So when you go and do it on the cup, you know what you're doing? You're only doing a derabbanan. But your wife's obligation in Kiddush is daraisa, because she didn't daven Maariv. She still has to fulfill a daraisa of Kiddush. So you get home, you think you're such a nice good husband, you say, here, dear, I'll be motzi you in Kiddush. You pour your cup, your obligation is rabbinic, her obligation is biblical, and, says the Dagul Mervava, how are you yotzi her? A rabbinic obligation that you have cannot be fulfill a biblical obligation that she has. Guess what, all you losers, says the Dagul Mervava, not in that word, yeah, but you get the idea of modern day language. You've never been, your wife's never been Yotze Kiddush in her entire life.
Well, I could tell you.
Okay, I got seven answers to deal with this, but 1 second. You hear the problem first. First, anyone not understand the problem? She's, you're Durabbanan, we said, according to some poskim. Now, some poskim will say, you're still daraisa. We'll get to those poskim in a second. They're free and clear. But according to those half the poskim we talked about last week, Rambam in particular, your Kiddush is only Durabbanan. Your wife's Kiddush is daraisa. Durabbanan can't be Yotzei daraisa. Your wife has never been Yotzei Kiddush. Yeah.
All right. So let me start, first of all, with shofar. Because if you did the mitzvah shofar, you made your bracha, you heard the shofar, and now somebody else comes along who never heard it, a man, not a woman, a man, and now you again are not chayav d'oraisa to hear it, but yet you are blowing the shofar and making the bracha for that man.
For that man.
So it's the same exact situation.
And I'm fine with that. And that's arvus. So that's called
Yisrael. So therefore, I would think...
Yeah.
That since she is chayav d'oraisa, you're chayav d'oraisa, so you're, it's really almost like a d'oraisa.
So you want to say it's arevus? Kol Yisrael arevim zelazeh.
It's different, so shofar or the mitzvah is to hear it.
Okay, but you're all getting too fancy. You're all too fancy, so I'm a step behind you. The Dagum of Arva says, well, why can't you say Kol Yisrael arevim zelazeh like we say, boy, man? Women, according to the Rosh, aren't included in Kol Yisrael Arevim Zelazeh. And he proves that the Rosh says, it's only a man-man thing. It ain't a man-woman thing. So says the Dagul Mervava, Arevus ain't going to help you over here. You can't say, oh, since I was already Yotzei, Kol Yisrael Arevim Zelazeh. Says the Dagul Mervava, I've just caused a major, major problem, v'tzarech iyin. He doesn't know how to answer up this question. Of course, a couple hundred years ago, when the Dagom Ravava wrote this, this caused a tremendous, you know, upheaval in all the poskim on the pager. We now got, I ain't letting you leave here until you know how you could be Yotze women for Kiddush. Because how are you going to do it? You do it every week for the last 50, 60 years. You got problems over here. Your wife, you go home and say, yeah, what did you learn? You were never Yotze Kiddush d'oraisa, dear. I promise you, she ain't going to let you come back next week. So what is pshat? How is it that you could be Yotze? No, someone give me an answer. No? It's a bothersome problem. So answer number one is, well, maybe we paskin like the other opinions last week that held like Rashi, that all that Kiddush is really on the cup is still Doraisa for the man. Whew. It's a two-part Doraisa, as Dr. Levinson elaborated last week. First part is in davening. Second part is in on the cup. So you, when you say Kiddush on the cup, it's really still Doraisa. Your wife is Doraisa. Beautiful, Doraisa, Yotze, Doraisa, everything is great. Yeah.
Why should it matter if the husband only has a Darabanan, and if it's the act,
Oh, excellent answer. Hold the thought, you're going to be answer number six, I think. Excellent, excellent.
So
yeah.
To make Kiddush, yeah. Where you have a Suda?
Say it one more time.
Is there a requirement to make Kiddush?
Is there a requirement to make Kiddush? So, but that, yes, but that presupposes that Dr. Levinson is correct, that the part of the Seuda on the cup, right, is part of a Doraisa, which you're right according to Rashi, but according to the Rambam, we were very clear last week, and this is now I told you, you listen carefully last week, I'll make it real for you, but I need another week, is that if you would say Dr. Levinson is wrong, like half the Rishonim, and in fact the majority opinion held in many ways that Dr. Levinson was wrong, that yes, it's two parts, but the first one is Doraisa, on the cup is only Darabanan. Yeah.
Maybe the cup in and of itself is a Darabanan, but if you did the Doraisa and davening, the cup becomes almost like a part B of a Doraisa.
I hear you.
Like if you just do the Maariv.
Yeah.
You fulfilled Doraisa. If you didn't daven Maariv and you only do Kiddush on the cup, Darabanan. But if you did Maariv,
And
now you have the cup, it's like a part B.
Answer that David, I think, tried to give before. I think it's a similar. I'm going to get to it. You're both being mechavin a little bit, I think, to the Prima Gadim. Yeah.
Based on what you're saying.
Yeah.
Okay. You're not supposed to be able to eat until you hear the Agafen.
But that may only be Durabon. I'm fine with it. Don't get me wrong. Durabonans are cool. We're pro Durabonans. But it's not. You know, it is a problem when you have a Darabanan being Yotze, your poor wife, who thinks she's a Daraisa, and getting Yotze.
You come home and you just wash and make a motzi and go to eat.
Midoraisa. Midoraisa. The rabbi said, no, don't do that. Because there's a kid, I'm pro cups, pro Darabanan, but it's only Darabanan. But your poor wife who's been taking care of the kids, or been schmoozing with her friend, or been falling asleep, or reading Bina magazine, whatever she's doing, or Cosmopolitan, depending on how yeshiva you are, I guess, or not. Yeah, she hasn't done anything. She sat there and fall asleep on the couch. She hasn't fulfilled any Daraisa. For her, it's still Daraisa. Yeah?
Wait, so according to what Shalom said, is this a three-part Doraisa? Like, you say Vayichulu, then you make Kiddush on the coast, and then your friend comes who wants to hear Kiddush.
Yeah.
So could that be three Doraisas?
But the Rambam says, and most of the poskim say, you're done with your Doraisa once you daven. Answer number one is, we don't paskin like that. Okay, fine. Answer number is an easy one. Everyone could understand answer number one. Answer is, Dr. Levinson is 100% correct, according to Rashi. It's still Doraisa when you daven, when you make Kiddush on the cup. Everything is easy. But the problem is that half the poskim, if not more, argued with that. So answer number two, the Dagom Ravava, even though he says, I don't know the answer, kind of like hints to you, possible way to approach this. He says, we say that women aren't included in Arvus, that means a woman can't be motzi a man. But a man can be motzi a woman. You want to know if a woman can be motzi a man in Kiddush? Come back another week that we do a joint lecture. We'll do that one with the women. We'll have a whole share about that in the week where Rosenfeld's not here. But so I'm not here next week, so he's going to owe you one if I'm going to owe him one. So we'll get one with the women at some point, and then we'll talk about that. But simply put, a man being motzi a woman, maybe Arvus does work. The Rosh only said Arvus doesn't work from a woman to a man, but a man to a woman does work. Answer number two. Answer number three, yeah, says Rabbi Akiva Eger, and someone over here started saying this, that women's chiyuv in Kiddush is what? To araisa. So maybe we say women aren't included in arvis for mitzvahs derabbanan. So like shofar, maybe, even though it's daraisa, their chiyuv is only derabbanan because they're not obligated in shofar. And so maybe something like that, we would say women aren't included in arvis. Or for another mitzvah derabbanan that women aren't obligated in, so then we would say man can't be yotzei a woman. But for daraisa mitzvah, the woman's chayv in kiddush the same way. I know it's hard to believe if you don't want to be politically correct. It's hard to imagine that women have the same chiyuv as men. Answer is they do. They're daraisa the same as men. So if they have the same chiyuv daraisa as men, so then maybe arvis does work for such a mitzvah that women are equal to men in. So maybe, says answer number three, Rabbi Kiveger, women have the same chiyuv as men, and therefore the arvis does work for the mitzvah of kiddush. Yeah.
So could we say that when a woman lights candles, she's being mekadesh the yom?
Oh, answer number four. In fact, you're right on target. It's literally my next one. The Tzitz Eliezer brings a huge chiddush. Oh, don't show him. Don't say it so nonchalantly like that. You know, it's a big chiddush. The Tzitz Eliezer brings in the Tshuva Me'ava that when a woman lights candles, she's knocking down her d'oraisa of kiddush to d'rabbanan, because her d'oraisa fulfillment of kiddush, just like you daven, you sing, you dance, you shuckle, you daven in shul, she cries and close her eyes and davens, whatever, when she has Mekadesh, the Shabbos, by Adlakas Neris. Now, the problem is that, like, yeah, what's the bracha, right? Well, Hadlak Ner Shabbos. Ain't any Kiddush in there, right? She's not saying she's Mekadesh.
Lighting candles is the rice also, right?
So, yes. So
now, how can...
For the most part, yeah.
So based on what you're saying, and
yeah,
based on what the Rush said, the man is really supposed to light candles and not the woman.
So that is a whole nother shir. And Mirchem, at some point in life, when I ever switch Rabbi Rosenfeld, I have to do the women, I would do a series on Adlakas Neros. Because that's not, it's not so clear that that's correct. There's a special mitzvah given to the woman. Why? Big shiloh about that. But simply, it's the woman's mitzvah. She's doing it, d'oraisa. Practically speaking, she's doing it. She's yotzei her d'oraisa, says the Tshuva Me'ava. She's being, I hear you. Why is she not yotzei the man's chiyuv d'oraisa, and therefore when he goes and davens, it's too late for him? That's a great question. I don't know. Maybe she's not yotzei the man's chiyuv d'oraisa. I'm not sure. I don't know that offhand. That's a good point.
So but if yeah, that's your problem, why didn't they include Vayechulu in Hadlak Desner?
Which is why Shalom can't look at me like as if this is the easiest dance in the whole world. It's a big chiddush what Shalom's saying, because it doesn't really make so much sense. I mean, I'm not challenging Chasham and Shumay Avis says it, but it's the point is that it's a big chiddush, is that somehow that the Mekadesh of the Shabbos doesn't need those words Mekadesh Shabbos. What that she really needs to do is hereby accept and focus that now it is Shabbos, and that is done by Hadwakas Neiris. Answer number four.
Requirement of Raisa.
Yeah.
Why isn't she required to say by a chuva?
So, okay, so 1 second. So you're going to get into answer number seven of mine. 1 second, yeah.
She's a Marav type of lady.
Okay, so that, excellent question. Excellent question. It's a good question. And maybe we'll come out with the resolution of this year. Maybe she should daven Marav. 1 second. Answer number five is the Chassam Sofer. The Chassam Sofer says a little bit, this is what you were starting to say before, but 1 second. Chassam Sofer says is that on Yom Kippur, he says, you better make sure that when you daven, you have in mind that you're fulfilling the Kiddush d'oraisa. Why? Because you're not going to drink at night. So your tefillah is the whole thing. But that implies, the Chasam Sofer says, unless the man thinks when he's davening Friday night, I hereby am Yotze, my mitzvah kiddush daraisa, whether he took on the cup is daraisa or not, he's not fulfilling his daraisa until he does it on the cup. Because when you do it on the cup, everyone knows in the vernacular, that's kiddush. But let me raise a show of hands. How many times have you thought about in your private Shemon Esrei Friday night, I hereby am being Mekadosh the Shabbos daraisa? Okay, I'll be honest, no one here raised hand, and myself as well. Says the Chasam Sofer, you know what you should do from now on? No, the opposite. Have in mind, not Yotze. If you want your wife to be Yotze, hereby have in mind, I'm not Yotze Kiddush Daraisa in Tfila. So that even if Dr. Levinson is wrong and that the whole Daraisa is just in the Tfila, you're not Yotze, because I said I'm not Yotze.
What about those guys that ran over to you after Maravit because they dabbled on Long Shimon Esther
and say Vaychus? Okay, they could do it, they could do it, shuckle, do whatever you want, but just have in mind, it's not the Kiddush Daraisa. You're doing something holy, but it's not Kiddush Daraisa. Yeah. It's not accepting Shabbos. I'm with you. The Isra Malacha exists. Yeah, I can't go drive a car home, but you're not being Mekadesh.
When you say good Shabbos to somebody.
Okay, 1 second. I started off by explaining to you good Shabbos. 1 second. I'm only up to, I told you 7 answers. I'm at number 5, right? Answer number 6 is this fancy, very fancy answer by David, and then Shalom said a very similar vart. Prima Gadim says is, even if Dr. Levinson is wrong, Kiddush on the Tfilah is Daraisa, Kiddush on the cup is Darabanan. Once the rabbis instituted that you got to do the Darabanan, then it's the same. It's all becomes part now of Daraisa. The rabbis instituted that Kiddush Daraisa, even though the Kiddush Daraisa was only in Tefillah, is now includes on the cup. So it's like a very fancy vart. Once the rabbis instituted Kiddush on the cup, that becomes part, the only way you can fulfill your Daraisa is on the cup. So therefore, when you go home, you diamond already, you fulfilled your Daraisa, you thought, your wife did not, how could you be Yotzir? Answer is, my Daraisa still, you know, needs to intact. It still needs to be done until I say in Kiddush once the rabbis did it. There's actually 8 answers, I lied, sorry. 7th answer is that, this could give a whole other shir, but I'm not going to. But look at your sitter. You know what words are missing from Tefillah Friday night? There's 3 words missing from your davening Friday night. And you're going to all get very mad at me. Check it out in your Shmon Esrei afterwards. Zecher, Yetzias Mitzrayim. It ain't in our liturgy Friday night. Look at me, you're going to look at me. We say it in the Brichas Krishma, we talk about Yetzias Mitzrayim, but it doesn't say Zecher Yetzias Mitzrayim. So maybe that is a key part of the mitzvah daraisa to remember Yetzias Mitzrayim. And if you don't do it by or it doesn't exist by davening, then
we do it at Kiddush.
We do it at Kiddush to finish off the daraisa. And finally, answer number 8 is, says Rabbi Kiveger in a different context. Rabbi Kiveger says, you know what you should not do? What Moshua Good Shabbos did. You know why? Because if you're walking to Shul and it's after Plaga Mincha and you still want to daven Mincha and it's still you're driving to Shul and you see your friend on Erev Shabbos and you call out the window, Good Shabbos, Good Shabbos. You know what you just did? You know what you just did? Say it even stronger. You just were, what's the words I'm looking for? You're Mechashav because you were first, you were, by saying, well, Mechadesh. HaShabbos. By you just saying Gut Shabbos, that's what are you saying? So 1 second. So therefore, if you ever hear me Erev Shabbos, I say Good Erev Shabbos. Sometimes Friday night I forget and also say Good Erev Shabbos because I'm so accustomed into saying Good Erev Shabbos because of this Rabbi Kiva Eger. Now the Bar Halacha goes to town on Rabbi Kiva Eger, doesn't like that, but Rabbi Kiva Eger is a big Kiddush. He says, if you say Good Shabbos on Erev Shabbos after Plaga Mincha, you have essentially accepted Shabbos. So don't say that. So okay, so you have to have a mind, maybe yes or no. Mitzvah Tzrichis Kavana by Dorais, it gets into this is the whole discussion.
The whole world does it. Walking to Shul, you say
Okay. And that's why the Bar Halacha tries to be Matzdik the Minhag. I'm not saying you should, but if you get into the custom, it's definitely better. Yeah, correct, correct. Yeah. You say good Shabbos.
Correct,
correct.
Going to pocket
good Erev Shabbos. You have to say good Erev Shabbos, according to Rabbi Akiva Eiger. But comes out that what? So now talk it out. What should you do as a good Shalom Bayis when you walk into your house every Friday night? Say to your wife, Friday night, you ready? What should you say?
Shabbos.
And she's going to say back to you?
Good Shabbos.
Good Shabbos. Well, and now, wait, what's that?
Well,
according
to
what's that according to?
Because she did the Shabbos thing by the neighbors.
Okay, that's another answer. But I think another way to solve the problem, Shalom, is if your wife says to you, good Shabbos, before Kiddush, she took care of, according to Rabbi Akiva Eiger, her d'oraisa. So now she is the Rabban and you're the Rabban and Shalom al Yisrael. That is the best thing to do. The best etzah really is, to be honest, to sum up the shir, the best thing is to tell your wife, tell a woman who you want to be yotzei, a mother, sister, daughter, yeah, that she should, before your Kiddush, say good Shabbos and hereby be Mekadish. Say, I am Mekadish to Shabbos, or daven if they can, but not all of them have the time or the you know, kids crawling all over them. It's not always so easy to daven the full Friday night. Since I started bringing some of my kids here, to give my wife a little bit of break, and what do? They just crawl over the bima. Whoever set up our shul and set that gold railing, you know, that was like a kid's dream, that gold railing on the bima there, but on the podium, whatever. So it's, but the point is that women don't always have the opportunity to do the full Friday night davening. At least what they should do is you should say good Shabbos to your wife. Your marriage will get better probably. And if you say walk in and say good Shabbos, you could sing Rabbi Shlomo Karlbach. She'll answer back good Shabbos, and all will be good in the world of Shalom Bayis. Shkoyach.